to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen, on this fourth day of January 2007. Can't get used to that. It is Thursday. I have online with me Greg Szymanski, the Arctic Beacon. He'll be rejoining the network this coming Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I've noticed here in the last couple of days we have record Internet listeners out there, and I'm going to ask a favor of you. You go to our, well, obviously, you went to our webpage, rbnlive.com, and if you take a look in the left-hand column there, right below network information, it's Listen Live. You click that on. That gives you the complete lineup, all the shows, the times, the shortwave frequencies, all that. While all of you people are online right now, at the bottom of that page, it says email this webpage, and how it'll show up to your intended recipient is in the subject line, recommended. I think you might find this of interest. So, you know, folks, I'm looking to triple or quadruple at least a listenership via online. I read the other day the countries list that we have around the world that have tuned into this to this network, and I think we're up to about 34 foreign countries right now. So we can make a difference, ladies and gentlemen, in 2007. The whole exercise here is getting more people on board and informed. And it's very easy to do. Just make a couple of clicks on the computer that you're listening on right now and start turning more people on to the truth. It is our country. We want it back. And it ain't no game plan. Get your hands in the air. You're caught dead to rights. Brett in Ohio. Go ahead, Brett. You're on the air.
Hello, John and Greg.
Hi.
Forgive me if you've already covered this issue, but I joined you a little bit late. There's an internet rumor going around that Cheney and U.S. Secretary of Treasury Paulson have been subpoenaed, and that Paulson has been arrested in Germany. And I was wondering, do you know how that got started? I don't believe there's any truth to it, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, you know, the truth is what the facts line up to show. I mean, here's all we can say. I can tell you this, that the story appeared first from a gentleman I know in England named Christopher Story, who has written a lot about the Leo Wanta story, along with me here. I know Christopher quite well, and on most everything we agree. We differ on a couple things in this story, but most every major thing about Wanta's past, the documentation, we agree. Now, you'll find that in these kind of cases, it's hard to get anyone in the media, for obvious reasons, to work on the story, even to mention the story, let alone to do anything like this. Now, the White House isn't going to talk to you. The Treasury Department's not going to say anything. But here's what I did find out. I did call Mike Cottrell, who works for Leo, and I've known Mike for a long time, and he's a treasurer of the Wanta Group trying to get this money back. And he said that everything in the story, in Christopher's story, was coming right from his diaries. And they wanted to put it out there in that kind of diary form so that the powers that be could see that, you know, they know what's going, you know, that the people are learning what's happening behind the scenes. So Cottrell verified to me that Paulson was recently held in custody, okay, then released, and the reason was that he was trying to get the German chancellor to divert the Wanta money instead of giving it back to Leo as per their agreement. So basically he was released, and Mike said the stipulation was that he come clean on this money, and Wanta gets his money, and then it's put into the Treasury, 1.5T, and the rest reinvested in America. Well, he said basically that's what occurred behind the scenes. There were a number of people that have verified it, and that's exactly what he told me. So that's about all I know. A story like this. I'll tell you what, you just keep following it, you keep doing the best you can to getting at the truth, and somehow, some way, in the end, it will come out.
All right. By the way, Brett, that website you want to go to is worldreports.org for Christopher Story. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back. We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Let me take one more quick call here because I want to play that entire speech by Salt Lake City Mayor Ross C. Anderson, Rocky as he's called, in a speech he gave last August. I think you will find it rather fascinating. It's a wonder the Homeland Security hasn't tried to arrest the Salt Lake City mayor. Anthony in North Carolina. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
All right. I had a question. I've been hearing about a Patriot Act 2. If there's anything to that, I heard there's some legislation about a Patriot Act 2. What exactly is it? And I'm hearing it's supposed to basically wipe out all our rights as far as all our constitutional rights.
Greg, you want to field that one?
Yeah, well, they did. First, the Patriot Act was passed, and we know how that happened. That was pre-written. It was written before 9/11. So they were just waiting, using 9/11. And that was the key, I believe, behind 9/11, was to enforce, you know, to get the American people to accept losing their rights over this fake act of terrorism, which they've successfully buffaloed millions of Americans. They did strengthen the Patriot Act just recently. I don't know if you're talking about that. It was coming up for renewal, and they had to make a vote. So that is now in action. They've put some more teeth into it. Basically, you can just say this, that the First, the Fourth, and most of your constitutional rights have been taken away, and the government now can basically do what they will. They can come into your house. They can look at your library books. They can do just about look at your bank records under the guise that you may be what they call a domestic terrorist. So, yes, so we have sacrificed way too much. This law should be repealed. However, with the criminals involved in our government right now, it never will be. And that includes every senator and congressman on the Hill, because no one is fighting for the real rights of the American people, and that should be the repeal of both Patriot Act 1 and 2.
Thank you.
All right. And by the way, Anthony, if you want to go to CBS News, CBS/AP, you can read the story of mail subject to warrantless searches. That's right off of our vaunted mainstream media out there, and they're even talking about it. And even Charlie Schumer, the wonderful senator out of New York, has been criticizing Bush on this action. So, hey, the story is there. It's for real. All righty?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Anthony. Well, Greg, I will see you back, next Monday.
Okay, yeah, and we'll continue more on the Wanta story and much, much more, so I want to thank you for having me on.
Well, that's not a problem. I appreciate you coming up, Greg. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. That's Greg Szymanski, folks. The website, arcticbeacon.com. And just a heads up here, he will be replacing Mark Dankoff, that's on this network from 11 to 1 p.m., Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and he'll be replacing Dankoff. Dankoff will be moving to a morning show from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and these are all central times. And, of course, starting Monday, we're kicking off Frank Whalen. He'll be doing an overnight show for the network. Yeah, it's not quite overnight, depending on what part of the country you're in. I'm trying to figure out the times in my head here. On the East Coast, it'll be 12 midnight to 4 a.m. Central will be 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Mountain time, that would be 10 to 2. And on the West Coast, it will be 9 to 1. So that will be on WWCR's 3.215 frequency. That is just like FM radio. So if you're out there in radio land, you're a shortwave listener, and you get kind of tired of listening to frequencies that fade and wow and whatter and subject to interference, the Zionosphere, and governmental interference. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that on WWCR's 3215 at night. So there you have it. So there is a lineup changes. All right, do me a favor, fire up that other microphone, and I'm going to play you Mayor Rocky, as they call him, Rocky Anderson, out of Salt Lake City, and his speech he gave in public in... Well, just listen to the crowd reaction to this guy giving a speech. And let me get this back up here. And you ready to roll? Let's go. I think. There it is.
It is with tremendous pride that I introduce to you the Honorable Mayor Rocky Anderson. Is a person who loves his or her country. Who among you loves your country so much that you have come here today to raise your voice out of deep concern for our nation and our world? And who among you loves your country so much? So let's hear it. Give us the truth. Give us the truth. Give us the truth. Give us the truth. give us the truth, because if we had had the truth, we wouldn't be here today. Let no one deny that we are patriots. We support our nation's troops. Let's hear it for our nation's troops. And we have so many veterans here today. All the veterans, let's hear it from the veterans. Look at the veterans that are here today. We are grateful to our veterans who have sacrificed so much for our freedom, sacrificed so much so that we could be here today. We love our country. We hold dear the values upon which our nation was founded, and we are distressed at what our president, our administration, and our Congress are doing to and in the name of our nation. So to James Evans and these folks who financed this massive radio campaign these last few days, let them finally understand blind faith in bad leaders is not patriotism. A patriot does not tell people who are intensely concerned about their country to just sit down and be quiet, to refrain from speaking out in the name of politeness or for the sake of being a good host, or to show slavish, blind obedience and deference to a dishonest, warmongering, human rights violating president. That is not a patriot. Rather, that person is a sycophant. That person is a member of a frightening culture of obedience, a culture where falling in line with authority is more important than choosing what is right, even if it is not easy, safe, or popular. And I suspect that person is afraid. Afraid we are right. Afraid of the truth, even to the point of denying it. Afraid he or she has put in with an oppressive, inhumane regime that does not respect the laws and the traditions of our country, and that history will rank as the worst presidency our nation has ever had to endure. In response to those who believe we should blindly support this disastrous president, his administration, and the complacent, complicit Congress, listen to the words of Theodore Roosevelt, a great president, and I might remind everybody, a Republican, who said, "The president is merely the most important among a large number of public servants. He should be supported or opposed exactly to the degree which is warranted by his good conduct or bad conduct. His efficiency or inefficiency in rendering loyal, able, and disinterested service to the nation as a whole. Therefore,
We'll pick this up right after this break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Salt Lake City Mayor Rocky Anderson in a speech he gave a few months ago. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, folks, we're going to continue with Rocky Anderson, the mayor of Salt Lake City, speech given 8:30:06 of this past year.
It is absolutely necessary, evil and disinterest. There should be full liberty to tell the truth about his acts. And this means that it is exactly necessary to blame him when he does wrong as to praise him when he does right. And President Theodore Roosevelt continued. He said, any other attitude in an American citizen is both base and servile. To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, listen up, Utah Republicans and James Evans, and no offense to all the good Republicans that are here with us today, but these were the words of President Theodore Roosevelt: to announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but is morally treasonable to the American public. nothing. President Roosevelt didn't stop there. He said nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else, but it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anybody else. Those were the words of Theodore Roosevelt, a great president who knew the true meaning of patriotism. So, we are here today as truth tellers, and we are here to demand, give us the truth. Give us the truth. Give us the truth. Give us the truth. And we are here today to insist that those who were elected to be our leaders must tell us the truth. We are here today to insist that our news media live up to its sacred responsibility to ascertain and report the truth. That our news media live up to its responsibility to ascertain and report the truth rather than acting like nothing more than a bulletin board for the lies and propaganda of a manipulative, dishonest federal government. Well, we have been getting just about everything but the truth on matters of life and death, on matters upon which our nation's reputation hinges, on matters that directly relate to our nation's most fundamental values, and on matters relating to the survival of our planet. In the process, our nation has engaged in a tragic, unnecessary war based upon categorically false justifications. More than 100,000 people have been killed, and many more have been seriously maimed, brain damaged, or rendered mentally ill. Our nation's reputation throughout much of the world has been destroyed. We have many more enemies bent on our destruction than before our invasion of Iraq, and the hatred toward us has grown to the point that it will take many years, perhaps generations, to overcome the loathing created by our unjustified, illegal invasion and occupation of a Muslim nation. What incredible ineptitude and callousness for our president to talk about a crusade while lying to us to make a case for the invasion and occupation of a Muslim country. Our children and later generations will pay the price of the lies, the violence, the cruelty, the incompetence, and the inhumanity of the Bush administration and the lackey Congress that has so cowardly abrogated its responsibility and authority under our checks and balances system of government. We are here to say we will not stand for it anymore. No more lies, no more preemptive illegal war based on false information. No more God is on our side religious nonsense to justify this immoral, illegal war. And we are here to say most fundamentally, no more humanity in the name of our nation.
That is Mayor, you're listening to Salt Lake City Mayor Ross Rocky Anderson. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, needs special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Kill that bumper. The reason I'm playing this, ladies and gentlemen, you think that no public servants in this country are speaking out and they don't have the backing of the people? Well, according to the mainstream media, you'll never hear anything like this, but we'll give it to you. We're continuing with Rocky. His real name is Ross C. Anderson, Rocky Anderson, Salt Lake City Mayor, in a speech last August. If I can get it to play. And it quit playing. Oh, gosh. The best laid plans of mice and men here. One more
so
time.
So let's raise our voices most fundamentally and give us the truth. To this administration, to our news media, give us the truth. Give us the truth. Give us the truth. Give us the truth. Now, let's consider some of the most monstrous lies, lies that have led us like a nation of sheep to this tragic war. Following September 11, 2001, the world knew that Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda were responsible for the horrific attacks on our country. Our longtime allies were sympathetic and supportive. But our president transformed that support into international disdain for the United States, choosing to illegally invade and occupy Iraq rather than focus on and capture the perpetrators of the 9/11 attacks on our country. Why invade and occupy Iraq when it was bin Laden and Al-Qaeda who attacked our country and who still have never been brought to justice? Well, Vice President Dick Cheney and Condoleezza Rice represented to us without any qualification that there were strong ties between Saddam and Al-Qaeda. In September 2002, President Bush made the incredible and absolutely false claim that you cannot distinguish between Al-Qaeda and Saddam. President Bush represented to Congress without any factual basis whatsoever that Iraq planned, authorized, committed, or aided the 9/11 attacks. Our president and vice president, along with an unquestioning news media, repeatedly led our nation to believe that there was a working relationship between Al-Qaeda and the Iraqi government, a relationship that threatened the United States. Even last week, when I met with Thomas Bach, the national commander of the American Legion, I asked him, why are we engaged in the war in Iraq? Why did we invade and occupy Iraq? He said, why, of course, because of the 9/11 attacks on our country. I asked, what did Iraq have to do with those attacks? He looked puzzled and said, well, the connection between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. I was shocked. I was stunned. Here is a man who has criticized us for opposing the war in Iraq, and he is so completely wrong about the underlying facts to justify this war. Not only has there never been any evidence of any involvement by Saddam or Iraq with the attacks on 9/11, but there has never been any evidence of any operational connection whatsoever between Saddam and Al-Qaeda. And Colin Powell finally conceded that there is, and these are his words, no concrete evidence about the connection. The chairman of the monitoring group appointed by the United Nations Security Council to track Al-Qaeda disclosed that his team had found no evidence linking Al-Qaeda to Saddam Hussein, and the top investigator for our European allies had said if there were any such links, we would have found them, but we have found no serious connections whatsoever. President Bush, by the way, finally admitted 9 days ago, on August 21st, during a press conference, that there was no connection between the attacks on 9/11 and Iraq. Isn't it terrific that the President of the United States has now admitted what others have known for so long? But where is the accountability for the tragic war we were led into on the basis of his earlier misrepresentations? Beside the fictions of Saddam Hussein somehow being linked to 9/11 attacks and his supposed connections with Al-Qaeda, what was the principal justification for foregoing additional weapons inspections, working with our longtime allies, refraining from seeking additional resolutions from the United Nations consistently with international law, and hurrying to war? An unprecedented so-called preemptive war in which we would attack and occupy a Muslim nation that posed no security risk to the United States and caused the deaths of so many thousands of innocent men, women, and children, and the deaths and lifetime injuries to so many thousands of our own servicemen and servicewomen. Well, the principal claim was that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical weapons, and was seeking to build up a nuclear weapons capability. As we now know, there was nothing, no evidence whatsoever to support those false claims. President Bush represented to us and to people around the world that one of the reasons we needed to make war in Iraq and to do it right away was because Saddam Hussein was seeking to build nuclear weapons. his assertions about Saddam Hussein trying to purchase nuclear materials from an African nation, and about Iraq seeking to obtain aluminum tubes for the enrichment of uranium, were challenged at the time by our own intelligence agency and by our own scientists, yet President Bush failed to tell us that. 10 days. 10 days before the invasion of Iraq, it was proven that the documents upon which President Bush's claim about Saddam Hussein trying to obtain uranium was based were forgeries. That was found 10 days before we invaded Iraq. However, President Bush did not disclose that fact to the American people, and by that failure, he betrayed each and every one of us. He betrayed our country, and he betrayed the cause of world peace. Neither did the vast majority of the news media in this country disclose those forgeries until it was far too late. It took our local newspapers here in Salt Lake City 4 months until after the war was commenced and after President Bush declared that major combat in Iraq was over to report the discovery that those documents were forgeries, and therefore that there was no basis for the false claims about Saddam Hussein trying to build up a nuclear capability. By its failure to promptly disclose those forgeries, our news media betrayed us as well. Had the American people known we were being lied to, had President Bush informed us that the documents were forged and that he had no other basis for his claim, had our nation's media done its job rather than slavishly repeating to us the lies being fed to it by the Bush administration, our nation very well may not have allowed the commencement of this outrageous, tragic, illegal, unjustified war. Then National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said that high-strength aluminum tubes acquired by Iraq were only really suited for nuclear weapons programs, warning, "We don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud." Undisclosed by President Bush or Condoleezza Rice was the fact that top nuclear scientists had informed the administration that those tubes were too narrow, too heavy, too long to be useful in developing nuclear weapons and could be used for other purposes. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency agreed. So much for the phony claims of Saddam Hussein building nuclear weapons, which were the primary claims justifying the rush to war without working with the United Nations, without working with our longtime allies, without giving the weapons inspectors an opportunity to do their job, which if they'd had that opportunity, they would have disclosed what we know now, and that is there were no weapons. What were we told about chemical and biological weapons of mass destruction? These claims were as baseless and fraudulent as the claims about nuclear weapons. President Bush told us in his January 2003 State of the Union address that Hussein had the materials to produce as much as 500 tons of sarin mustered in VX nerve agent. Then in May of 2003, he made the outlandish statement, and it turns out to have been totally false. He told our nation, "We found the weapons of mass destruction. We found biological laboratories." Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, this is the Secretary of Defense, by the way, who assured our nation that when we went to war, this war would take maybe 6 days, maybe 6 weeks, but he doubted as long as 6 months. He told us at that time, "We know where the weapons of mass destruction are." Vice President Cheney and then Secretary of State Powell also joined in the chorus of lies and misinformation about those weapons of mass destruction. Of course,
no stockpiles of biological or chemical weapons were found.
For some reason, that just quit. We'll try to boot this up again. And just a reminder here, folks, on rbnlive.com, that will be posted on the main page. Just scroll down and take a look for it. Let's see if we can get this thing fired back up. I hate computers. All right. Come on here. All right. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to play the rest of this because, well, obviously we're having some technical problems here. But that will be posted on rbnlive.com. And, well, I'm glad it kind of screwed up because that'll give me an opportunity here to do some news stories. And, Sandra, where did you get this at? Somebody just emailed this to us. Comments, hi, I listened to the net over here in England. The sound is great. The quality is great. VHF quality, I'd say. It's quite amazing that what you put together, I can't think of anything like it in the UK. We're far too controlled and restricted. We're all going to hell in a handbasket, but no one is prepared to stand up. There's no real debate. The political parties are just fat guys in smart suits. Apathy rules over the land here, I'm afraid. The rich get richer. The rest of us watch wall-to-wall soap operas on TV and think that this is real life. Maybe it is. With your network and website, you're giving the alternative media a shape and structure, an organization even. What have we got over here? David Icke pops on the radio from time to time and tells us we're all being controlled and soon to be chipped in. And the elite, the royals, etc., are lizard shapeshifters. That's about it. David Irving writes his books, etc., but I say there's nothing approaching RBN. We're at a strange, dangerous time in world history. With the advent of the Iraq War, I remember Bush talking on TV saying we need regime change in Iraq. Back then, he was just laying the groundwork for future invasion of Iraq, which has been devastating for the people there, especially the women and children. But we don't see a fraction of the real horrors of it all. Like the U.S., our media is controlled, sterilized, and homogenized. We're also we also have the obscenity of BBC, which has written in law that if you own a TV, then you must pay them. I do believe this is £125 per year, whether you watch them or not. For their that's their state-sponsored television, I guess. If you don't, there are heavy fines, and people are even in prison for non-payment. Just stop and think about it. Imagine if Fox News had a law in Congress that required everyone in the USA, if they had a TV in their house, then they had to pay Fox $300 per year on pain of fines or imprisonment. Maybe that would finally kick off the revolution. But over here, we all accept it like sheep, queered up at the post office to pay the TV poll tax or buy monthly stamps. It's total madness, but then the legislation began way back in 1922 or sometime in the days of radio, and they just build it on from there. If there was an RBN over here, perhaps that would be the first campaign to privatize the BBC. Thank God for RBN and all the intelligent discussion, for shedding new light on history and events, for being the alternative media. The fact that each program is archived, too, is awesome. Radio used to be empirical, but now it's permanent, kind of fixed in time. And he signs off, keep up the good work, guys. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate your email very much. I wanted to play that clip from Rocky Anderson for a reason, and that's to demonstrate that, yes, there are people in public service in this country that are standing up. They're backed by their constituents. I don't agree 100% with what Rocky Anderson said out there in Salt Lake City, but keep in mind this was the exact same time that George Bush was in town, and this mayor was standing up and giving speeches, unafraid. Now, what he's calling for, in essence, is a reinvestigation of 9/11. And I think we could prove if there was an honest investigation, there were real witnesses brought forth in front of Congress, that it would be determined that it wasn't even Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden. All the people that have been put up on the hit list are being done away with. And that includes Saddam Hussein himself, which was a CIA asset for many, many years. So the lies and the disinformation, they're just outright lies, ladies and gentlemen. Just as this writer in England just sent us, that in fact, that their country is gone. Ours is not. We're still able to speak here. And you don't have to pay a fine, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't listen to RBN. Now, do you? And the fact that we do archive free streaming around the planet. 34 countries are now online with Republic Broadcasting Network. And it's just not for here and now for us in this country. It's for all people around the world. Freedom is freedom. No matter what language or what customs you have, freedom is still freedom. I'm going to come back on the other side, do a short story with more of Mr. Bush's heinous crimes in Washington, D.C. And don't forget, tomorrow I've rescheduled Ted Pike. I'm going to talk about the hate crime legislation that they're going to try to introduce this and pass it in this brand new Congress we have in Washington, D.C., folks. The names and the faces have changed, but the criminality is still the same. We'll hear from the Reverend tomorrow. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
This program, ladies and gentlemen, sponsored in part by Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Go to their website, ladies and gentlemen, as I pick up the bottle and read, headachestaygone.com. Or just call them at 800-327-0727. How many things in this life are giving you a headache? Well, we're not necessarily get rid of the reasons why you got the headaches, but we can get rid of your headaches. 800-327-0727. Now, Bush mail subject to warrantless searches. President George W. Bush has created more controversy over his domestic intelligence gathering policies with a previously unnoticed signing statement attached to a postal reform bill which claims federal officials can open U.S. mail without a warrant. The law as passed by the House and Senate requires government agents to get warrants to open first-class letters, But the president's statement, signed on December 20th, added that sealed mail can be searched in special circumstances, such as to protect human life and the safety against hazardous materials, and the need for physical searches specifically authorized by law for foreign intelligence. The White House said the president is not claiming any new authority and that the statement does not change the scope of the current law. Spokeswoman Emily Lorimore told CBS News White House correspondent Mike Noller, the signing statement merely recognizes a legal position that is totally uncontroversial, that in certain circumstances, such as the proverbial ticking bomb, the Constitution does not require warrants for unreasonable searches. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that letter you sent off to Grandma may be searched because it may be a ticking time bomb. But CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen questioned why the president felt it necessary to attach the language to a bill if nothing has changed. I don't think the White House would have included this language into the signing statement unless the feds were either already searching mail without a warrant or planning to do so, Cohen said. And if the legal right to do so were as clear as the White House now says, it's hard to believe that there would be a need to remind everyone that the fact in a bill about the Postal Service. The signing statement raises serious questions whether he is authorizing opening of mail contrary to the Constitution and to the laws enacted by Congress, said Ann Beeson, an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union. What is the purpose of signing statement if it isn't that? She said the group is planning to file a request for information on how this exemption will be used and also asking whether it has already been used to open the mail. Postal Vice President Tom Day, not to be confused with Tom Dudley, said Thursday, as has been the longstanding practice, first-class mail is protected from unreasonable search and seizure when in postal custody. Nothing in the Postal Accountability and Enhancement Act changes this protection. The president is not exerting any new authority. However, Charlie Schumer, a Democrat out of New York, said every American wants foolproof protection against terrorism, but history has shown it can and should be done with the confines of the Constitution. This last-minute, irregular, and unauthorized reinterpretation of a duly passed law is the exact type of maneuver that voters so resignedly rejected in November. The White House came under scrutiny for its domestic surveillance policies in December 2005 when the New York Times revealed a National Security Agency program which eavesdropped on phone calls without warrants to do so. Mr. Bush claimed the NSA program is needed for the war on terrorism. Opponents say it oversteps constitutional boundaries on free speech, privacy, and executive powers. In October, federal appeals court allowed the domestic spying program to continue after a lower court had ordered it stopped. President Bush has also come under fire from legal experts for creating or expanding presidential powers and bill signing statements. In July, an American Bar Association task force said the president was violating the Constitution by doing so. If left unchecked, the president's practice does grave harm to the separation of powers doctrine and the system of checks and balances that have sustained our democracy for more than two centuries. Somebody tell the ACLU that this is not a democracy. But at any rate, Bush has issued at least 750 signing statements during his presidency, more than any other presidents combined, according to these groups of people. Typically, presidents have used signing statements for such purposes as instructing executive agencies how to carry out new laws. Well, they close out by saying, with Democrats now in control of Congress, don't be surprised if we see an investigation into these sorts of things. Don't hold your breath. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.